Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our reading this morning is from 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Amen. It's amazing. 1 Peter has come up in my readings and devotionals all week long, so the Lord is good. He puts the word that we need to hear in front of us when we need it. Let's all stand together as we sing Hymn of Heaven together.
Thank you. Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Everything I believe in, now I surrender. Yes, I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered.
thank you for this time that we can come and give back a portion of what you so richly blessed us with. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to take it, use it to glorify your kingdom here on earth as it will one day become kingdom in heaven. Bless the gift and the giver, and may we do it so out of a love for you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
After Hurricane Florence hit the eastern part of North Carolina, there are still so many displaced families here in Robeson County. They've been living in their home for those 5 years from the storm until now. Our goal is to get as many families back into their home so that they can now go to a safe environment, get back to a normal life again.
We wasn't expecting all of this. I just wanted to get some, you know, plumbing work done, a new roof, because our roof was leaking.
We had plywood just screwed down to where we wouldn't fall through the floor. And now we got a brand new kitchen, brand new floor, and there's nothing here that can hurt us as far as mold and mildew and stuff like that in the new house, because, you know, this is brand new. Thank God for it.
And when the flood come, it came this way, and all the damage, you know, we're just so blessed and so thankful. And, you know, it's not just a house. It's not just walls and windows and cabinets. It's a home. It's where people come to feel safe. They come knocking on your door and they say, hey, I'm hungry. Can I get some food? And that's what me and my husband does. We get out and we help feed our community and we give to people. And we thank God for everybody that has come out, that has worked, that has given their time and their money. And if you want to know where your money is going, you come to Lumberton, North Carolina, and you will see where your money is going. I promise you. I'll show you every little neat dime of it. This right here, this just lets us know that God is still in the healing business, the restoring business of giving back. You know, we're just so blessed and so thankful that this is ours.
In closing this home dedication, I would like to share an ancient prayer of blessing for this home. Our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we humbly ask you to bless and sanctify this house and all who dwell therein and everything else in it. And we ask you to fill it with all good things. At our request, dear God, we pray that you will bless and sanctify this house as you did bless the house of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And may the angels of your light dwelling within the walk of this house protect it and those who dwell in it, through Christ our Lord. Amen.